No, thank you, Orderly. I'm quite sure I don't need a chaperone. I knew it would be you. There really wasn't any doubt. No. It will be no trouble for me, but what about you? People will start to talk. Questions. I don't know if I'm going to answer them today. Not even in the interest of forensic psychology. No. Especially not with the lies. But they are. You ask me about dates and times, about motivation, about victimology, about my mother. And you correlate and collate and write your papers, and the idiots on your committees nod and make approving noises. Really, I don't miss academia at all. But I digress. Your questions are all lies. No, they weren't always. Granted, they were driven by a dry scientific curiosity rather than a genuine interest. But they were asked with good intentions. Deny it if you want, but we won't be going any further today unless you admit the truth. Are you going to make me say it? Very well. You conspicuously never asked me the last question. The one that all the other doctors and detectives asked. The one that I never answer. Why was there never any sign of a struggle? Why was there never evidence of bindings? Why did every toxicology screening come back negative? 3 questions, but really 1. How did I keep my victims compliant to my activities? Ah, so you admit it. But I wonder, are you really telling yourself the truth? Come now, we're adults. You are an intelligent woman, bold and strong. If I'm honest, quite my type. Perhaps not reflective enough, though. You know more about me than anyone else. So I think you know how I did it. You don't need an answer. No, not to that question, but the one that your body is asking. You have no idea what I'm talking about, really. Your lips are lightly parted and your respiration rate has quickened. You have a noticeable flush high on your cheeks. You've crossed and uncrossed your legs a distinctly unladylike number of times. Your pen somehow finds its way to your mouth quite a bit today. And if one is particularly perceptive, as I am, there is a noticeable, scent in the air of readiness. Deny it if you wish, but I will tell you this. If you gesture for the orderlies politely, they will turn off the cameras and open my cell door. We have an arrangement. And then I will answer your actual question. I assure you that you will be very satisfied with my response. Guarantee your safety? Can anyone really be called safe in this world? No, I don't think so. You place your bet and take your chances. Good girl. Please, make yourself welcome in my parlor. Oh, and be a dear. Remove your clothes. You hesitate. You stand in violation of all academic principles, unprotected in a cell with a man convicted of murdering over 30 women, and you're concerned with the vulnerability of nudity. Good. Now I can see what I'm working with. I am most impressed. You wear very bland clothes to conceal your beauty. This is understandable given your line of work. I'm gonna caress your cheek now. Respond as you wish. A moan. Already? Fascinating. I'm going to stand very close to you now. Touch your cunt and put my finger inside you. I will not be gentle. Very nice. I can feel how ready you are. Clitoris engorged, extremely wet. And you shake your head. Could it be you're still in denial, despite your situation and obvious arousal? Fuck my finger. Grind against my hand. This is not a request. Although you may be distracted, imagine for a moment that you are extremely perceptive. Imagine that you are capable of reading the psychology from their bearing, their clothes, their patterns of speech, even their breathing. Imagine if, after a few minutes, you could have a grasp on their greatest fears and their deepest, most concealed desires. What could you make of that person if you demonstrated how you could fulfill those desires? For example, imagine if you were a research student. You are driven by the ambition but confused by uncomfortable thoughts. You want nothing more than to be taken by this dangerous psychopath, cold, alone, exposed, and used. Nothing could possibly bring you more pleasure. I'm going to push you up against the bars now. They're quite cold, have sharp edges, and will bruise your soft skin. I will not be gentle. Tell me, is this how you imagined it? Perhaps you thought it would be a concrete wall instead. But the bars are better, aren't they? Harsher, somehow. A reminder of your situation. You've raised one of your legs for me, and you're practically panting. Good girl. Going to thrust my cock inside you. I will not be gentle, in fact. I will be bruising. For you. Pain and pleasure blur. As deep as humiliation and affection. I can make some guesses as to your history. But really, what matters here now, isn't it? The satisfaction of having a man fuck you roughly against the bars. Particularly infamous and vicious one at that. Tell me what you want now. Oh, we've moved beyond illusions. Tell me. Oh. very few people move beyond the lies that they tell themselves and reach the depths of their own ID. Now, you have just requested as you have fantasized. I'm going to choke you while I finish. Leaving my seed inside you. You feel my hand around your neck, squeezing as my cup thrust inside you. The sharpness of the balls. I can tell that this is what you desired. I knew it before I started. Yes. I'm about to come inside you now. Spreading my seed inside the young little girl who's curious. About this little psychopath. You coming is a complete option. Gods, I think we're done here. My visitor will be leaving once she's dressed herself. It's always good to see you. I look forward to the next time. Since you have many more questions.